from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nuclear threats from North Korea. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercises in an atmosphere of increased tensions due to North Korea's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice for reunification. He says we will launch an all-out offensive to decisively counter the U.S. and its followers' hysteric nuclear war moves. The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Full Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday of congestive heart failure. She was 94 years of age. Rice University presidential scholar Douglas Brinkley tells VOA she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1994, and Mrs. Reagan cared for him at their California home until his death in 2004. The two had been married since 1952. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside a local court in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. A spokesman for the militant group Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, a member of the Pakistani Taliban waging insurgency against the state, claimed responsibility. In U.S. politics, the Republican nominating contest for president could be consolidating into a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton continues toward her party's nomination after a big win Saturday in Louisiana. The main Syrian opposition group signaled Monday it intends to take part in a renewed UN-led peace talks to begin later on this week. Riyad Nasan Aga, a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, said representatives plan to start arriving in Geneva on Friday. U.S. envoy Staffan de Mistura originally intended to reconvene Syrian parties for peace talks late last month, but pushed back the date as the U.S. and Russia led efforts to implement the cessation of hostilities. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels today will reportedly close the migrant route from Greece through the Balkans to points north and west in Europe. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia as Balkan countries place severe restrictions on those crossing the border, including this man, Mohamed Yassin, who fled the violence in Syria.
We're coming to here because the war, no home, no job. We stay in this camp, only this camp, about 10 days, before 3 months from Syria to here. You know, and you look poor man and very miserable and very, very, very bad matter here.
The EU leaders will also be meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on ways to end smuggling efforts to send migrants and refugees to the continent by sea. Human Rights Watch is calling for the African Union to establish a court to take to trial the most serious cases of abuse in South Sudan, where it says both the army and rebels have committed serious violations. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is meeting today with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi on the first leg of a trip that will include visits to Jordan and Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the visit is a testament to the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. He also said those who predicted the collapse of the U.S.-Israeli ties have been proven wrong. Mr. Biden will also be meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. An American, Ray Tomlinson, widely credited as the inventor of modern email, has died. He was 74 years of age. Mr. Tomlinson invented something called the Direct Electronic Messaging System in 1971. He was also responsible for creating the at symbol. This is Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.